Okay, Cody. This is basically episode 453 of us arguing about whether partitioning is finally old news or whether Databricks is selling me a prettier wrench.
I mean, the article's real swing is bigger than that. They're saying partitioning itself is the wrong default for open table formats now, because the engine prunes files from metadata anyway, so the old directory tree mental model is outdated.
Right.
And honestly, that part mostly holds up. On Delta, and pretty often in iceberg-style setups too, planning comes from table metadata and file stats, not from wandering folders and object storage like it's 2015. So myth number one, the whole directories are faster thing, yeah, that's pretty fair to knock down.
My week was weirdly all file organization anxiety. So this landed on me harder than it should have. I spent half of yesterday cleaning my downloads folder like that was going to fix anything in my life. Then, I missed a grocery delivery window because I got too proud of the folders. Anyway, same disease. Humans love making little piles and then getting trapped by the piles.
That is annoyingly on theme, Justy. And it's also kind of the product argument here. Partitioning feels clean at table creation time. Then 6 months later, the workload shifts, and now your clean idea is a tax.
Yeah, and that's the part I buy fastest. If the access pattern changes, or the table serves analytics plus some near real-time pipeline, plus whatever agent-shaped thing everybody is bolting on, choosing one partition key up front starts to feel like fake certainty.
Mm-hmm.
So when they say, liquid clustering lets the layout evolve without a full rewrite. That is practical. Not magical, but practical. The buyer here is not every data team on Earth. It's the team that keeps discovering last quarter's partition choice was for a world that no longer exists.
My hesitation is, the article keeps saying outperforms partitioning, like that's a universal law. I don't think it is. If you have a very stable workload, very obvious time-based filtering, and decent file sizes already, partitioning can still be fine. Boring, but fine.
Sure.
And a lot of their evidence is benchmark language plus customer stories. Some of it is specific enough to be useful, like the claim that clustering by date and user ID got 35% lower clustering time and 22% faster queries because the system preserves single-date files and sorts within them. That makes sense mechanically, but it's still their benchmark on their machinery with their implementation.
I don't think they're hiding that, though. It's a vendor post. If anything, I appreciated that they at least gave actual mechanisms instead of just saying new thing good.
Yeah, the metadata-only operations section was also more interesting than I expected. They say clustered tables can do metadata-only deletes, plus count, distinct, and group by in some cases, using per-file min and max stats. The benchmark numbers there were kind of wild, like about 90% faster for metadata-only deletes than full rewrites, and up to 27 times for some aggregate queries.
Wait, that part felt like the sneaky important bit to me. Because a lot of teams hear partitioning and think, oh, that's how I get cheap deletes or cheap rollups. If Liquid can do some of those same tricks from metadata, then the emotional reason people cling to partitions starts to weaken.
Exactly. But only some of those cases. The article is strongest when it says partitioning has lost unique advantages. It's weaker when it implies the replacement is automatically better in every shape of workload. There are always edge cases, especially around maintenance cost, write patterns, and how trustworthy the stats are.
And petabyte scale?
The petabyte claim is plausible, not fully proven by the excerpt we have. They say optimized planning used to take up to 12 hours on a 10 petabyte table. And they've improved that with dozens of production tables at that scale. I buy that they probably made real engineering gains. I just can't independently tell how representative that is.
There he is, my little cloud of methodological caution.
Your Honor, I would like the record to show that caution is why databases still exist.
Fair. Also, tiny detour. Liquid clustering still sounds like a setting on a very expensive shower.
It does. It absolutely does. Honestly, if you told me it had modes like rainfall, wasage, and parquet, I'd believe you.
Okay, that's very good. Anyway, for who should care, I think it's teams with painful repartitioning decisions. Small file problems, skew, and mixed workloads. If somebody already has a calm little date partition table and nobody complains, this is not an emergency migration memo.
Right, Justy. That's where I land too. The central argument is less partitioning never works, and more manual physical layout choices age badly, and modern table engines can carry more of that burden. It's a meaningful shift, even if the article oversells the universality a bit.
And the practical change is mostly psychological. Stop treating partition columns like a sacred schema decision. Treat layout as tunable infrastructure. If the engine can keep good file sizes, adapt keys, and still support skipping and some metadata-only ops, that removes a bunch of future regret.
I could be wrong, but that's the cleanest read. Good argument, real technical substance, some vendor glow around the edges. Not hype-free, not nonsense either.
That's probably as close as this show gets to a love letter from you. We can leave it there before you start benchmarking my downloads folder.